blood washing sensitivity training. The next exercise we're going to talk about is blood washing sensitivity training. This is probably one of the most significant exercises that we have throughout the entire program. It's a very unique exercise. In most cases, you won't find this exercise really anywhere that I've seen. I mean, I've researched and I've studied a lot of the different Qigong programs that are out there and different books that are out there. I've got quite a few of them, but I've never seen this exercise done. It's a very unique exercise, but it's a very simple exercise to perform. And the first couple times you do it, you'll almost be amazed at how much energy it produces based on what you're doing, because when you first look at it, it doesn't seem all that fantastic at first. But when you really understand what you're doing with the blood washing exercise, you're going to come to understand the value of what the blood washing sensitivity training is doing. Basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a pattern of exercise that is going to be a clockwise pattern. It's called blood washing. And what this exercise is going to do is it's designed to stimulate all of your surface skin nerve endings on your arms and legs so that better communication between your brain and the individual joint, muscle, or tendon will take place. The more you stimulate an area, the stronger you make the communicative pathway. Your nerves control the small muscles that surround the arteries, which help control blood flow. And by physically stimulating your skin nerve endings, you make them more sensitive. The more sensitive you make the areas, the easier it is to mentally feel that area, and the daily practice of this exercise will help sensitize your body. Not only that, it'll also help your chi circulate better throughout your body, and it'll keep you properly polarized, which means maintaining a better positive-negative ion flow. You will notice that this exercise will also increase the volume of the amount of energy that you have in your body. This really is kind of a secret exercise that if you do it, you're going to get fantastic results from it. We're going to talk about two different versions of it. We're going to talk about the initial version, and then we're going to talk about a more advanced blood washing exercise, which you can do after a couple weeks. Anyway, the first way that you want to do the exercise is you want to sit in a chair, and you want to start. You're going to start on your left side. If you notice, all of the exercises that we go through, we're starting on the left side of the body. The reason we're doing that is because, again, we're doing a clockwise rotation in almost every exercise that we do. We don't do counterclockwise rotations. We do all clockwise rotations. And we can explain why we do that at a later date, or you can give us a call and ask us why we're doing it in a clockwise pattern. But just trust us, that's the way to go with this type of exercise. Now, in the beginning, you're going to be doing this exercise. You're going to start by taking your right hand palm down and put it on your left shoulder. You're going to start lightly rubbing down the outside of your left arm, and you're going to touch all of the skin surface areas until you reach your fingertips. At the fingertips, slightly squeeze the tips of each finger and thumb. Then start rubbing up the inside of your left arm to the armpit. Next, rub down from the left armpit down the left side, down the outside of the left leg until you get to the foot. At the foot, you'll rub the entire foot area and slightly pinch each toe tip. Now again, you're gonna start pinching the toes with the little toe, working all the way to the big toe. You'll notice that the route that we're doing here is the exact same route that we're doing in the lying down meditation. And that's the significance of what you're doing, is you're creating sensitivity several different ways. Then what you're going to do is you're going to rub up the inside of the left leg to the groin area. At the groin, you change hands, starting with your left hand. You're going to rub down the inside of your right leg to the foot. You're going to, again, rub the entire right foot and slightly pinch each toe. Again, starting with the big toe, rub up the outside of the right leg, up the right side until you reach your armpit. Next, rub down the inside of your right arm to the fingertips. Again, here you're going to start with the small finger, and you're going to go to the thumb. This process should be done three times in the same clockwise method as you perform the exercise, pinching as you go. You're going to want to perform this exercise for about 2 weeks just like this. You're going to do three repetitions three times a day if you can. Now, what you're going to want to start doing is that as you're building this up, you're going to want to add some variations into this exercise. Okay, what you're going to start to do is you're going to start to increase the repetitions, because at first you're only going to do a couple repetitions, get used to doing the flow, getting the exercise down. And this is really, this advanced section I'm going to talk about is something that just about everybody that gets this course is really going to want to adapt after about a week or two. If you're in good physical condition, you shouldn't have any problems with this. We call this an advanced blood washing exercise. If you have the advanced video, you can see exactly how it's done. And what you're going to do is the first three reps will be done exactly like we just explained, where you're going to pinch all of the fingers. You're going to rub the same way. But the next 197, that's right, I said 197, you're going to do 200 reps, will be done without the pinching of the fingers and toes. Okay, what you'll do is you'll only pinch the fingers and toes on the first three reps performed. Okay, again, you're not rubbing back and forth. You're rubbing in a complete cycle all the way down the arm. And so after you get through the first three reps, which are the pinching, you're basically just going to take that route and go around the body. You're going to want to move the blood washing as fast as you can. You also want to do different types of speed. I mean, when you first start out, obviously you're just getting used to the pattern doing it. Again, if you have the advanced video, you can see how it works exactly. But you're taking the route exactly the way we just explained it. And after you've done pinching, is you're just going around the body. And so basically what you're doing is you're circulating the body continually through this advanced program. You're going to do, like I said, about 200 reps. 200 reps should take you about 15 to 25 minutes for beginners and about 10 to 20 minutes for those who have performed it for a while. You can vary the speed while you're doing it, but you want to try to perform it with good, quick rhythms. You also want to be able to touch as much of the body as you can while you're doing the blood washing. So you want to keep your hand spread wide so that you're touching enough of the nerve area as you're going through the exercises. This exercise will absolutely build your chi in the fastest amount of time. The first 100 reps will help polarize your body, and the second 100 reps will actually energize you. Okay, after you do blood washing, you can perform the palm test to just see exactly how much stronger your chi is from before to after doing the blood washing for about 200 reps. And again, you want to do this about 2 weeks after you get started with this program, is move it up to about 200 reps. It's not uncommon for some people to raise the amount of reps to 500 reps a day. Normally, a person in good health can perform this exercise probably for about an hour a day without problems if the exercise is performed correctly. But one of the things that you want to really understand is that this is not like a regular physical exercise and should be treated with caution. And what we mean by that is if you get too many side effects from doing it, such as pulsing pain in your organs, headaches, or hallucinations, stop performing the exercise for a couple days until the side effects go away. You can always call us and speak to an instructor and let them know what you're doing and the types of feelings that you're getting. Now, again, side effects are not necessarily bad. There are good side effects and bad side effects. Obviously, the good side effects is the increased energy, and a bad side effect might be too much energy that you're actually increasing, and you're getting a pulsing pain in your organs from doing too much of the blood washing exercise. One thing that you will understand once you do get some of these types of side effects is that you're absolutely doing something when you're doing this type of exercise. And a lot of people do this exercise and say, I didn't feel anything, but they keep doing it over and over again. All of a sudden they say, wow, my organs feel strange, or I'm having these strange sensations. Well, the fact is the exercise is working the internal body. Like we talked about before, these are exercises not designed for the physical body, but for the internal body. And the blood washing sensitivity exercise is absolutely one of the best exercises that you can do in order to increase your chi and increase the sensitivity of the energy in your entire body.